as each and every one of us. And so now I invite us to go to one of the most beautiful places in our life. That place inside of us. That place of quiet, of peace. That place where we are most aware of who we are. And so to travel to this wonderful place, I invite us just to relax our bodies and still our minds. Relaxing our bodies in whatever way works, just so we're comfortable where we are without being particularly aware of our body. And we always quiet our mind. Perhaps hustle, bustle in getting us here, but now that we're here in this sanctuary, we're in this present moment. And we know that we experience God always in the here and now. Never as a memory, never as a future thought, but right now, this very moment, that we experience God. And so as we allow the breath that blew us into existence, that breath of God that breathed in us life, that same breath that sustains us, that breath that moves us deeper into our inner sanctuary. And so as we just take a cleansing breath, aware that as we take that breath, we are breathing more and more of our awareness of the breath of God we are. And as we release that breath, to just let go of any idea that we could ever be separated from that breath, the breath of God. And in our mind's eye, just see us floating on that breath to a deep and beautiful place within us. And as we do, get closer and closer to that core, that inner sanctuary that resides within us. We're aware of the warmth, of the light, of the acceptance. And we're met there with an extended hand of the Christ within us that invites us in. Invites us in to ask the questions on our heart. Invites us in to feel unconditional love and acceptance. And so as this hand of our inner Christ leads us . We take a journey just like the man at the pool of Bethesda. Looking out together at those healing waters. And then asking, what is standing in the way? What is it that we need to release to move forward to those healing waters? And so as we share time with our inner Christ, asking those questions, shining light on all those places that may be stopping or hindering us from reaching the pool of healing, of abundance, of peace and joy, of love. And so in the next few moments in this time of silence, we look with our spiritual eyes to see what it is that we need to let go of. In the silence, and so as we now prepare to return to this outer sanctuary, still holding on to that hand that was extended to us as we entered that beautiful sanctuary within, knowing that we bring it with us because we bring us with us as we return. As we express all that we have heard and seen in this beautiful place. And so we give thanks knowing that we can return at any time to the place that resides within us. Any questions? Support, love. We take them there. And we're always answered. So thank you for this opportunity to come together, to worship, to meditate together, knowing that as we pray and meditate, not only do we change our own consciousness, but indeed the consciousness of the whole world, one at a time, one at a time. So we give thanks for this church, for everyone here, we give thanks for the greater church that resides outside these walls, filled with all your children. And we do pray this with grateful hearts in the name and in the beautiful consciousness of the one who figured it out and said, I am the light of the world and you are the light of the world. Jesus Christ. And in that Christ that lives and moves and has its being in each and every one of us. And so it is. Amen. And now let us join together as we sing the prayer that Jesus himself gave to us.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,